What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Oh, Derek Mason.
Hey, man.
Whitney.
Can't beat that.
Can't beat Whitney. Corey Curtis with Derek Mason on the Morning Drive, filling in for Braden Gall this morning at Sudden Service in Nolensville. Get a free cup of coffee. Bring down some toys, some clothes, or some school supplies. 102.5 The Game, trying to make Christmas a little bit merrier this year. That'll be going on for the next couple of weeks. So we just had Scott Ramsey on. It sounds like the National Sports Council would love to have a Tennessee-Louisville matchup. He wouldn't say that, but it sounds like he wouldn't turn his nose at that for sure.
I'm sure Louisville fans would love it because it's, close proximity. Mm-hmm. They wouldn't have to spend, money on a flight and then a hotel and all this other stuff. Vol fans, I'm sure they would love it because they're the same thing. You're only, 2.5-3 hours up the road.
Well, and Tennessee's on the uptick.
Yeah.
And so this isn't a fallback game for them.
Absolutely.
This is an ascending two game, which is always a big thing. And he indicated that they would probably be sticking with an ACC team, which would kind of point towards Louisville as well. So it'll be interesting to see. We are giving away tickets to that game. And if you want to win a pair of tickets to the Franklin American Mortgage Music City Bowl, December 30th at Nissan Stadium, call right now, 737-1025. That's 615-737-1025. If you are the fifth caller, you will win a pair of tickets to the Franklin American Mortgage Music City Bowl. And once again, the emphasis on the teams there sounds like Kentucky, Tennessee, Mississippi State, Louisville, and possibly some other ACC teams in the mix.
It seems like all are within sort of driving distance.
Yes.
So, the money you would spend on a flight, now you don't have to. You wouldn't have to. You just drive. Spend a couple hundred dollars on gas. That's it.
So we look forward to that. I would love to have Tennessee back in our town. Who we did have in our town last night was the Tampa Bay Lightning, last year's President's Trophy winner. And they beat the Preds 3-2 in overtime. That was a thriller. And, they lost the game, but I think you liked the way the Preds played in that one, right, Mace?
Yeah, I did. They were what I've noticed, and I was thinking about this while watching the game yesterday, because during the losing streak, they were giving up tons and tons of goals. At one point, they gave up 9 goals in one game. Having coaches on the show and players talking defense, defense, defense. And I can recall talking with either Chris Mason or Hal, one of those, sometimes when you, because this is what they had to do, concentrate on defense, then your offense might take sort of a hit somewhat. Mm-hmm. They agreed, and it seems like that has been the case in a positive way. That was a hard-fought battle last night. They won, I think, the night before, somewhere around there, but they played much better defense the last couple of games. And if they continue to do that, it's just like, I believe, any other sport where if your defense can dictate your offense. If you're playing really good defense, that does allow your offense to flow a little bit better. Basketball, that you see it happen all the time in basketball. Football is kind of tricky because you only have, the same people to play offense does play defense, but you see in hockey, when we're doing good on the defensive side, that opens up things on the offensive side. So, as long as they're playing defense well, I think eventually they will get back to scoring goals.
Well, they are 1-1-1 in their last three. So, of course, still playing without Victor Arvidsson. Lost Ryan Johansson, I believe, in the second period last night to a game misconduct.
5-minute penalty. They did a great job at killing that penalty, too.
Yeah, they did. So the Preds lost that one 3-2. Last night in college basketball, Vanderbilt beats Buffalo. Belmont sweeps the Battle of the Boulevard. Austin Peay lost by 8 at Arkansas. Mm-hmm. Middle Tennessee got a blowout victory over Columbia International. And the college football playoff number one was Ohio State. LSU is two. Clemson is three. And number four, for now, is Georgia as we head into that final weekend. The Tennessee Titans made a roster move yesterday. Made two roster moves yesterday. Mm-hmm. Brought in veteran defensive back cornerback Tremaine Brock. He was waived by the Arizona Cardinals, and the Titans picked him up off the waiver wire to make room for him on the roster. They had to release Ronis Grasu, who's been on and off the roster mm-hmm. all season. He's been a backup center to Ben Jones. Ben Jones had a concussion earlier this year. Mm-hmm. He's a few weeks clear of that, so I'm sure the Titans are feeling much better about where Ben Jones is at right now.
Yeah, but still, as we saw in the second half of that game, giving up six sacks isn't a good thing. And some of those
sacks, that's not a good thing, Mace.
Yeah,
not at all.
And a lot, some of those sacks came directly up the middle, whether it be from the guard position, you know, both of the guard positions or the center. They need to shore that up. Taylor's playing better. He didn't have a penalty for the second game in a row. So that's good. But this offense, you know, this line as a whole, they're doing a really good job at run blocking, but pass blocking has been their Achilles heel.
They're much better at moving forward than moving backwards.
Absolutely.
Now, neither of us are offensive line experts, but you are more of a football expert than I am. When you look at their problems, I think because they've given up 49 sacks this year, and they cannot all be blamed on the quarterback holding on to the football. When they have problems in pass protection, are they more physical one-on-one losses or communication in picking guys up?
I think it's a little bit of both. I think it's a little bit of communication. I think you saw that a lot on the left side with Taylor and Saffo, just miscommunication, not picking up the stunt, the twist, not calling out
the
who
loop.
Is who, exactly, who is who. So when you're not working in tandem, you give up those loops, those twists, and everything else. And if the team finds out you can't communicate, they're just going to keep doing it.
Well, and that's going to take me to where I was going to go with this. Is when there's blood in the water, sharks are going to come.
Oh, absolutely.
And with the Tennessee Titans and their pass protection, there's blood in the water. Mm-hmm. And teams are coming after it every game. And I had a really interesting conversation a few weeks ago with Keith Carter, their offensive line coach, just about this. I think it was when they played Tampa. He said, we were in 5-on-5, because I said a lot of these passing situations on the front comes to matchups.
Uh-huh.
Teams single guys out.
Exactly.
And they say, we want to create one-on-one matchups with this guy because we think we can win. And he said, yeah, when we played Tampa, we virtually had five guys coming every play. And we had five one-on-one matchups every play. And because teams feel like with the Tennessee Titans that if they can get five one-on-one matchups, they're going to win one of those more than they're not.
And that's not good. That is not good when they feel that any one of your offensive linemen can be a liability, not just the guard, not just the right tackle, but from the right tackle to the left tackle. All of y'all are liabilities if we just get a one-on-one matchup.
Yeah, and people who wanted to bench Taylor Lewan earlier in the season, that is a very short-sighted point of view. He is still your best offensive lineman.
Of course.
And so I know people get frustrated over penalties, and I know some people like the way he acts, some people don't. Mm-hmm. The simple fact is he is still your best offensive lineman, and you can't bench a guy because you're frustrated. That's way too short-sighted. And the last 2 weeks – He's been
a lot better, and you just hope that this continues because this is, Taylor's M.O. You know, he gets penalty after penalty, then he straightens up a little bit, then he goes back to the penalty. So hopefully, this can be the start of him just, you're going to have your penalties every now and then. But if you if you are considered one of the best at your position, and they're playing you like such.
And he's playing the most difficult position.
You can't have one or two penalties every game. You just can't. That's not acceptable.
No, it's like Tannehill and fumbles.
Uh-huh.
You're gonna fumble once in a while, but six in six games is too many. Six penalties in six games would be too many. But so that, you know, that's the situation with the Titans' offensive line. They are now down Ronis Grasso. So if you're asking, well, who's the backup center now? It's Jameel Douglas.
Mm-hmm.
And he took some snaps in the preseason. I think he's also taken some snaps during this regular season at the center position. As we said earlier, the Preds fell last night 3-2 in overtime to the Tampa Bay Lightning. Adam Vingan covers the Preds for The Athletic. He joins us next on The Morning Drive. This is ESPN Radio 102.5 The Game.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers. And $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.